Yesterday, what we had seen was the halachas of answering amen to brachas. That's what we had begun. So in Siman Reish Tezvav Sif Beis, we continue on with those halachas. Hashemea echad mi Yisrael mevarech achas mikol brachas. If one hears someone making a bracha, afal pi shaloi shama kula mitchil vad seifa, even if he didn't hear the entire bracha, we're going to see in a moment what part of the bracha he does have to hear. Afal pi she'en chayiv osa bracha, chayiv lanos achrav amen. One still needs to answer. Notice the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is chayiv. One must answer, according to halacha, one must answer amen. This halacha, Mishnah Berurah qualifies, shelo shama kula, in sifkat vav, elo shama rak shemazkir Hashem, v'sof ha-bracha, chayiv lanos amen achrav. The first opinion in the Mishnah Berurah, based on Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rosh of the Tur, which ultimately the Mishnah Berurah questions, is that you do have to hear part of the bracha. And the lashon of the Mechaber was afal pi shelo shama kula mitchil vad sofa, means that you didn't hear from Baruch, but you do have to hear the Shem Hashem. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, v'yesh poskim dafilu lo shama rach chasimas habracha tzarech lanos amin, that even if you didn't hear anything but the ending, Sha'akol Ne'e B'dvaro, that would be enough. What's the conclusion, Halacha L'maisa? So it's a little bit complex. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, V'ayim Echai Adam Shechriya Dafil De Rishonu Mode, Hecha Sheyodei Al Eze Brachu Oneh Detzarech Lanus. The Chai Adam has a very strong raya, which is quoted later on, Kuf Chav Dal Chav, and that is the famous case of Alexandria. And there, the shul was so large, so what they would do is they would wave flags so people would know where to answer amen. So from there is mashma that what we say in this halacha, shlo shama kula mitchil vatzofa, would mean that he doesn't hear anything. So that's an interesting question. What is the mechaber referring to? The mechaber is a little vague. First of all, as a frame of reference, when it comes to Yeheshme Rabbah, there the halacha is, if one takes a look at right after halachos of Yishtabach and Chelek Aleph, so there we say that if a person comes in and you hear people saying Yeheshme Rabbah, even if you didn't hear the Chazan say anything at all, you answer Yeheshme Rabbah, you just don't say Amen. Amen, you have to hear part of it. So Amen, as long as you heard part of it, or you know, concludes the Chayadim that they're making the Bracha, so then in such a case, you say Amen. What does it mean you know they're making a Bracha? Not that you hear them saying Amen. You have to know which Bracha they're up to. That's how the Be'er Halacha concludes. The Be'er Halacha questions very much, goes through in Dibra HaMaskel, Shloshama Kula very much questions the position of the Tur and the Rosh, that you do have to hear part of the bracha because Alexandria is difficult. So the Be'er Halacha comes up, he tries, he struggles. His most intriguing answer is to say that there's Tzvei Dinim in Anias Amin. One is Chiyuv Lanos Amin, and the Chiyuv Lanos Amin is only if you hear part of the bracha. Then in Alexandria, if you know what bracha they're up to, then there's a mitzvah kiyumis to answer. In one case, you heard part of a bracha, you need to answer. Another, you want to be mitzdaref or the schus of amen, then that would be enough. What's the chiyuv to answer amen? So Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches says, this is based on Gemara in Yuma Daf Lam Zayin. The pasuk says, "Kishem Hashem Ekor Avu Gadol Leilokenu." Amen. Let Moshe Yisrael Kishanim Varchu Maskeres Hashem Yisparech. Atu Avu Gadol Leilokenu. You give Kavod Hashem Banias Amin. Very interesting that there are different drashos from Chazal of Kishem Hashem Ekor Avu Gadol Leilokenu. Chazal also darshin Birchas HaTorah as well from that bracha, as we saw in the halachas of Birchas HaTorah. But either way, this is where it comes from. So, is it a chiyuv? So the Be'er Halacha suggests it's a chiyuv if you heard the Shem Hashem, but it's a kiyumis to answer where you would hear that or be aware that there was amen, even if you didn't hear the bracha. Either way, however we reconcile Alexandria and the simple reading of the Mechaber, this is the bottom line. Bottom line is that a person says amen when they are aware that a bracha has been made, even if they didn't hear the entire bracha, and the Chai Adam concludes, even if they didn't hear the bracha at all. But there are times you're not supposed to make say amen to a bracha. Aval amayim mevarach apikoros akusi otinok, ohay gadol v'shinam mimatpeh abrachos ein onin acharav amen. If the bracha was inappropriate, either it comes from an apikoros or a Gentile, or a child, we'll get back to a child shortly, or a gadol who made an error in the bracha, then in such a case you don't answer amen. We're learning in the Gris Kolo now the halachos of one. We just started Hilchos Avelus. So the halacha is, gepaskin, that if an one makes a bracha, Reb Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Sefer Pnei Baruch, if an one makes a bracha, so really onen is not supposed to make a bracha. There is a discussion, certain instances, some poskim, certain instances are lenient, but in general, an onen is not supposed to make a bracha. So if an onen erroneously makes a bracha, then you don't answer amen. I saw reporting the name of Reb Shlomo Zalman. That's his halacha. That's his halacha. If a person is not chayiv, so then in such a case, one doesn't make a bracha. You could argue it's a little bit of an extension of this halacha, but either way, that's how far this goes. The intriguing case is Tinok. So that the Mechaber goes on, Sif Gimel, going a little bit out of order, we'll discuss the Mechaber in Sif Gimel, where the Mechaber says, V'hadein onen amar achar Tinok, davka b'sha shalomet abrochas lefnei rabo, shemut olam le Tinok is abrochas ketiknon, v'afal pi shehen mevarech levatola b'shas halimut. If a child is being taught the brachos, so then in such a case, the Rav is allowed, for example, your child's Rebbe was teaching them to make Kiddush on Erev Pesach, so I remember that when they used to teach us, they would often say Baruch Ata Hashem, and then every once in a while you came home, and by mistake, you didn't say Shem Hashem, so you said Baruch Ata Hashem, when you're saying Kiddush on night of Pesach, so the Rebbe probably should have taught the kids to say B'Shem Hashem, when you're practicing with a bar mitzvah boy, it's probably okay, it's a very uncomfortable Baruch Hashem, our sensitivity for quote Shemayim, but the probably in this case, there's nothing wrong to teach the child when you're saying Baruch Ata. So when they're teaching them the Birchas Haftorah, because they end up saying Hashem at their bar mitzvah, so it's probably okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's if katan yidal ratz lomer shalomer arav imam bracha shalom bezmanam afilu hachi mutal ask yishem Hashem. So when you're teaching the bar mitzvah boy, you're allowed. He's allowed to say the Shem Hashem, not only the pasuk but also in the Birchas Haftorah. He's allowed to say the Shem Hashem. However, you don't answer on me. Avok yishem mevarch lifter es atzman. If they're bnei chinuch, then they answer amen. Once upon a time, in the old city, they still do this today. Even kids, ketanim, would say the haftorah. And in such a case, also you would say amen. That's the halacha in regards to ketanim. However, in regards to the age that's appropriate, my Rebbe Rav Shechter Shlita pointed out that he thought that a lot of instances children start saying brachas, they're not b'nei chinuch, they don't understand the ideas of chinuch. So I went to, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, I went to my Rebbe here, Rav Nevinzal Shlita, and I asked him in regards to children making brachas, when can one answer amen, when should one start being mechanech, children to make brachos, and it goes hand in hand. Once you're supposed to be mechanech them, then you can answer amen. So brachos. Rav Nevinzal thought that with the simplest conception a child has of God is enough to be able to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. It would seem that Rav Shechter had a more nuanced approach, but Rav Nevinzal's approach was that as long as they have any basic conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they understand that they're saying what they're saying, they understand the words Baruch Atah Hashem, then you say Amen. But Eina Chanami, a three-year-old, doesn't understand what the words Baruch Atah Hashem are. So it could be that we're sometimes mechanech children brachos a little bit too early. Revolbi writes in his Revolbi writes in his Sefer Zriu Binyan Bechinuch in regards to chinuch in general. He says that being one of the important components of chinuch is being mechanech at the appropriate time. If one is mechanech something too early or too late, then ultimately that can cause negative consequences. So therefore, there is such an idea. We're excited to teach our children brachos, but there's a right time to teach your children brachos, and they should be at the age of chinuch to teach them brachos. Okay, before Mayriv, let's just hop around and drop more, and then maybe I'll be able to get to your questions as well. Let's see. Says the Rama, Va'onin amen achar avodas kilchavim shama kol habracha mipiv. If you hear the whole bracha from an akum, so then in such a case, then you could also say amen. That's the Rama in Sif Beis that we skipped, that the Rama says that you could answer amen to nove kilchavim. So to say amen at National Prayers Day, as long as it's not Chas v'Chalila Lein Lilim, that has to be processed to make sure it's not lilim, then it would be mutter. Finally, one more thing from our Mesorah. What about answering amen over the phone, over a microphone, etc., etc.? So here, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was of the opinion that you're not hearing the Kol HaMavarech, and that's, once upon a time, was the confusion of what the Metzius is. One of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's godless was he always got down the Metzius, so there was a confusion. What are you exactly hearing when you're listening to a megaphone or these old-fashioned microphones? How did they really, really work? There was a time that people thought that it was the sound waves of the individual himself that was somehow going through the wires. That's, we know now today, that's silly. That what it is an entirely new set of sound waves. What comes through the telephone is an entirely new set of sound waves. So therefore, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was of the opinion that you don't say amen or a bracha that you hear over the phone, and so on. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was of the opinion also that you not can't be yotzei mitzvahs. It's not so poshut that all the poskim agreed with that. For example, Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank is of the opinion that in the hospitals you could read Megillah over a loudspeaker, because Rabbi Pesach Frank had a deal that the Mishnah seems to say that Kol Havara would be acceptable for Megillah, that we've discussed in previous instances. Other poskim disagreed. Other poskim said that it could very well be that you don't have to hear the voice of the Medaber to answer Amen, and Yesh La'ayin, whether you need to be able to hear the voice of the individual to be Yotzei Mitzvah. So that's an open question. Bottom line is, in our Mesorah, we don't answer Amen on the brachos that are heard over technology, because it's not the Mavarech themselves. There was a question here.